口区2021学年度第一学期期中学生学习能力诊断测试，高三英语试卷听力部分。 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Joe, what are you doing on your computer? Don't you remember your promise?
This is not a game. It's only a crossword puzzle that helps increase my vocabulary.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
2. You look worn out. Are you feeling under the weather?
Not at all, but I have been in the chemistry lab for 5 hours.
Question. What does the woman mean?
3. Lucy is going to get a little dog from one of her relatives.
Really? But I hear her apartment is about to place a ban on pet animals.
Question. What does the ban imply? 4. I thought Paul might be able to help me figure out the computer program.
Paul is about the last person I'd ask if I were you.
Question. What does the man imply about Paul? 5. I honestly don't want to continue the gardening tomorrow.
Neither do I, but I think I should get it over within this weekend.
Question. What does the man mean?6. I don't think we have enough information for our presentation, but we have to give it tomorrow. There doesn't seem to be much we can do about it.
Yeah, at this point, we'll have to make do with what we've got.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 7. How did you feel when you found out you had high blood pressure?
Shocked.The problem for me was that there were no symptoms. It seemed to have struck me suddenly.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. I need to find a dentist. You said you know Dr. Johnson well. Do you recommend him?
Well, I have seen him a few times, but what impressed me most were the magazines in his waiting room.
Question. What does the woman imply? 9. I think I'll get one of those new t-shirts, you know, with the school's logo on both the front and back.
You will regret it. They are expensive, and I've heard the printing fades easily when you wash them.
Question. What does the woman mean?10. Cars in lineup car to car, and I've been held up on the expressway for an hour.
Really? It must be a pain in the neck. But be patient anyway. You can do nothing but wait.
Question. What do we learn about the man?
7. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages.And 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper, and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Question 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Searching for second-hand goods is no longer regarded as a shameful thing. Nowadays, many people in Shanghai enjoy the fun of wandering about the city in their spare time to hunt for something valuable. Looking for used goods has become a fashion. In the past, craftsmen were serious about making furniture. Since they were not keen on seeking wealth, they could settle down to make real artistic works. No wonder people nowadays love their products. Insiders estimate that there are at least 50 to 60 stores in Shanghai that sell used goods. Apart from furniture stores, business of stores that sell second-hand jewels booms as well. Recently, bookstores that sell second-hand books have reappeared in Shanghai. Some books were made during the late Qing Dynasty, while other books during the 1980s. People flood into these bookstores to look for books that are good yet not expensive. Many Shanghainese, after spending big money for an expensive apartment house, like to decorate their new houses in an old style. These houses might appear modern from the outside, but once you walk in, you'll find that it is full of old things with a strong atmosphere relating to the past.
Now listen again, please. Searching for second-hand goods is no longer regarded as a shameful thing. Nowadays, many people in Shanghai enjoy the fun of wandering about the city in their spare time to hunt for something valuable. Looking for used goods has become a fashion. In the past, craftsmen were serious about making furniture. Since they were not keen on seeking wealth, they could settle down to make real artistic works. No wonder people nowadays love their products. Insiders estimate that there are at least 50 to 60 stores in Shanghai that sell used goods. Apart from furniture stores, business of stores that sell second-hand jewels booms as well. Recently, bookstores that sell second-hand books have reappeared in Shanghai. Some books were made during the late Qing Dynasty, while other books during the 1980s. People flood into these bookstores to look for books that are good yet not expensive. Many Shanghainese, after spending big money for an expensive apartment house, like to decorate their new houses in an old style. These houses might appear modern from the outside, but once you walk in, you will find that it is full of old things with a strong atmosphere relating to the past.
Questions 11. What is the passage mainly about?
What can be learned about craftsmen in the past?
13. What might be a reason why people hunt for second-hand goods?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Researchers have found that students who tutor others work harder to understand the material, recall it more accurately, and apply it more effectively. Student teachers score higher on tests than pupils who are learning only for their own sake. But how can children, still learning themselves, teach others? One answer is that they can tutor younger kids. Now, educators are experimenting with a new way to apply this model to academic subjects. The cutting-edge tool under development is the Teachable Agent, a computerized character who learns, tries, makes mistakes, and asks questions just like a real-world pupil. Computer scientists have created an animated figure called Betty's Brain, who has been taught about environmental science by hundreds of middle school students. Student teachers are motivated to help Betty master certain materials. While preparing to teach, they organize their knowledge and improve their own understanding. And as they explain the information to it, they identify problems in their own thinking. Feedback from the teachable agents further enhances the tutor's learning. The agent's questions oblige student tutors to think and explain the materials in different ways, and watching the agent solve problems allows them to see their knowledge put into action. Above all, it's the emotions one experiences in teaching that facilitate learning. Student tutors feel upset when their teachable agents fail, but happy when these virtual pupils succeed as they obtain pride and satisfaction from someone else's accomplishment.
Now listen again, please. Researchers have found that students who tutor others work harder to understand the material, recall it more accurately, and apply it more effectively. Student teachers score higher on tests than pupils who are learning only for their own sake. But how can children, still learning themselves, teach others? One answer is that they can tutor younger kids. Now, educators are experimenting with a new way to apply this model to academic subjects. The cutting-edge tool under development is the Teachable Agent, a computerized character who learns, tries, makes mistakes, and asks questions just like a real-world pupil. Computer scientists have created an animated figure called Betty's Brain, who has been taught about environmental science by hundreds of middle school students. Student teachers are motivated to help Betty master certain materials. While preparing to teach, they organize their knowledge and improve their own understanding. And as they explain the information to it, they identify problems in their own thinking. Feedback from the teachable agents further enhances the tutor's learning. The agent's question obliges student tutors to think and explain the materials in different ways. And watching the agent solve problems allows them to see their knowledge put into action. Above all, it's the emotions one experiences in teaching that facilitate learning. Student tutors feel upset when their teachable agents fail, but happy when these virtual pupils succeed, as they obtain pride and satisfaction from someone else's accomplishment.
Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about?
What must student tutors do to teach their teachable agents?
16. What is the key factor that eases student tutors' learning?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. How do you feel about the future of the artificial intelligence? Personally, I feel quite optimistic about it.
AI? I'm not so optimistic, actually. In fact, it's something we should be concerned about.
Well, it will help us humans understand ourselves better. And when we have a better understanding of ourselves, we can improve the world.
Well, one thing is for sure. Technology is evolving faster than our ability to understand it. And in the future, AI will make jobs kind of meaningless.
I think artificial intelligence will actually help create new kinds of jobs, which would require less of our time and allow us to focus on creative tasks.
I doubt that very much. Probably the last job that will remain will be writing AI software, and then eventually AI will just write its own software.
At that time, we are going to have a lot of jobs, which nobody will want to do, so we will need artificial intelligence for the robots to take care of the old guys like us.
I don't know. there's a risk that human civilization could be replaced by a superior type of digital life. AI will be able to completely imitate a person in every way possible. In fact, some people think we're in an imitation right now.
That's impossible. Humans can't even make a mosquito. Computers only have chips. People have brains. And that's where the wisdom comes from.
Once it's fully developed, AI will become tired of trying to communicate with humans, as we would be much slower thinkers in comparison.
Well, I'm not so sure. A computer is a computer, and a computer is just a toy.
Computers can easily communicate incredibly fast, so the computer will just get impatient talking to humans, and it'll be barely getting any information out.
Well, I believe there's a bright future with AI. I also think you watch too many science fiction films.
Now listen again, please.
How do you feel about the future of the artificial intelligence? Personally, I feel quite optimistic about it.
AI? I'm not so optimistic, actually. In fact, it's something we should be concerned about.
Well, it will help us humans understand ourselves better. And when we have a better understanding of ourselves, we can improve the world.
Well, one thing is for sure. Technology is evolving faster than our ability to understand it. And in the future, AI will make jobs kind of meaningless.
I think artificial intelligence will actually help create new kinds of jobs, which would require less of our time and allow us to focus on creative tasks.
I doubt that very much. Probably the last job that will remain will be writing AI software. And then, eventually, AI will just write its own software.
At that time, we are going to have a lot of jobs, which nobody will want to do. So we will need artificial intelligence for the robots to take care of the old guys like us.
I don't know. There's a risk that human civilization could be replaced by a superior type of digital life. AI will be able to completely imitate a person in every way possible. In fact, some people think we're in an imitation right now.
That's impossible. Humans can't even make a mosquito. Computers only have chips. People have brains. And that's where the wisdom comes from.
Once it's fully developed, AI will become tired of trying to communicate with humans, as we would be much slower thinkers in comparison.
Well, I'm not so sure. A computer is a computer. And a computer is just a toy.
Computers can easily communicate incredibly fast, so the computer will just get impatient talking to humans, and it'll be barely getting any information out.
Well, I believe there's a bright future with AI. I also think you watch too many science fiction films.
Questions. 17. What can we learn about the speakers from the conversation?
What will new kinds of jobs be like according to the woman?
19. What is the risk the man predicts?
20. What is the man's concern about AI technology? That's the end of listening. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。